Hi, it's Steve with Mouse Chat, and this week we have Lisa and Chris, and we have special guest Brent Dodge from Screens to Themes. He went to Disney World, believe it or not, every day for a full year, 365 days of Disney World in a row. So this is the interview with Brent.
Accomplishment of, I don't know if you'd say accomplishment of or insanity of 365 consecutive days at Disney.
Oh my God.
I think that's an accomplishment. That's definitely an accomplishment. I want to know where you got the idea. Well, first of all,
the questions are just oozing.
They are. First of all, I wanted to know before the show, and I saved it. You're from Wisconsin. What brought you down to Florida? Was it Disney?
It was Disney. It's
it's awesome.
I will attempt to do the long story short, but I apologize if I go on. Okay. But I did the Walt Disney World College program back in 2004.
Okay.
And after I finished up my degree, I had an idea for a book about Disney, about the references to different animated films in the parks. And I decided that if I was going to do books and websites and everything else about Disney, I might as well move down back to Florida. So I made my way back down in 2010. It was March of 2010 I moved down here.
Okay.
But yeah, so I've been coming here, going to the parks every day. I think if I've been in the state of Florida for 24 hours of the day, I think I've only missed 2 or 3 days.
So you're still doing it even after you made the initial 365, you completed that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big problems is my big goal was I wanted to do 365 days in a row, but something would always come up. Our family is kind of nerdy, and we do we do an annual badminton tournament.
That's awesome.
The rest of my family still lives in Wisconsin, so every August we have our badminton tournament. So I've always had to plan this badminton tournament around trying to hit my 365 days. So the first year I moved down here, unfortunately, there was death in the family, so I had to cut it short in the middle. Then the next year, there was another death in the family. And then the year after that, I helped a friend move, and unfortunately, I barely missed making it to the Magic Kingdom about 5 minutes before or after it closed. I got to the gate. And they wouldn't let me in. So otherwise, I would have had it 2 years ago.
Wow. So you set out the goal. So my one question I wanted to ask is, when did you start to go crazy and think, I can't do this anymore? But considering that you've basically been doing it for 4 years straight.
Yeah,
that's,
and you know what?
Pretty impressive.
My theory has always been, first off, I moved down here to be closer to Disney. And if you can go to the place that you love more than any other place in the world, and you can go there every day, why wouldn't you?
Right.
That's
because
always been
they
my
won't
idea.
Let me in the mall every day. Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, okay.
All right. So did you, So you did 365 days and you kicked it. You finally said, all right, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Now, did you go Magic Kingdom, or were you like, okay, I'm going to do Hollywood Studios drive-in, kind of touch my annual pass to the kiosk, go in and come back out, or did you mix it up?
I would do a different park every day. I do have a full-time job as well, so I work 4 10-hour days, so it's nicer for me.
Okay.
But on the days where I'm off, that's when I usually make it to Magic Kingdom, because I feel like Magic Kingdom is more of a hassle to get into because of the parking and the monorail and everything else like that.
Yeah.
And then on the days that I do work, I work evenings. I'm from 4 o'clock till, you know, our place closes. And so whenever I'm working in the morning, I'll run over to Studios or Epcot or Animal Kingdom. But my one requirement every day was I had to do at least one attraction.
Wow. So you didn't just like, because we were thinking before, like, oh, maybe he went, ran through the turnstiles. Because when I worked there a long time ago, and you would like main gate people and you would like run in, here you go.
Get him into the park.
Go
and
in through
leave.
The turnstiles and you're like, okay, have fun. And yep. then you're like out. So we were thinking maybe he.
No, he made it real.
Wow. So he actually did one attraction.
Yeah, I always had to do one attraction every day. That's my one requirement for myself. Wow. Otherwise, I felt like I was cheating the system.
Did you get to a point where people recognized you, like cast members? Because I know I go there, and there are certain cast members I like. Oh, that guy's there again, or there's my favorite custodial guy. You know. So, did you get to the point where they actually recognized you?
Yeah, it depends on where I go. There's quite a few different spots where people will know who I am. Some of them don't know me by name. I would say the majority of the people who work on the People Mover recognize me because that's my favorite ride.
I love that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we love the People Mover.
Yeah, so every time I go to Magic Kingdom, that's a requirement. I have to do the People Mover. And so I'm pretty sure most of the staff or the cast members there.
See, your next challenge could be, I don't know.
365 days of People Mover.
No, you could do like a month of people. Well, you couldn't have a job. You could do like from beginning of park open till close on People Mover. Just keep going.
Get special permission to not come off.
Well, you could come off and just get back in the queue.
One of my friends actually wanted to attempt that on the 24-hour day.
Yeah,
one
so you could do a 24 hours. Ooh,
we've got possibilities for you.
You could do a 24-hour People Mover.
It should, you know what?
With bathroom breaks.
People Mover's too easy. It's a Small World. That's the one you want to do. 24 hours of It's a Small World, just one after the other.
You could probably get in the Guinness Book of World Records for that because it would be just so horrible.
Because no one else could do it.
Would you guys come visit me in the mental hospital afterwards?
Yes. No. You know what? I could totally do it, especially the Disneyland one. I find that very relaxing.
I do like the Disneyland one better.
No earplugs allowed.
Isn't that better? What's that? No earplugs? No.
No, not allowed.
Can I bring a big Diet Coke? Hours.
That would be a good little documentary movie. 24 hours.
Followed up by his psychiatric evaluation.
We'd have to go down for the next 24-hour thing if they do another one.
Yeah.
That would be.
They do it in May, and you're always in France.
Well, I don't know.
You know what? They call May in French.
Wow. Do they really?
Okay,
see, you need to know that for June.
So educational.
I know.
Yes.
So, I mean, were there there had to be days where you got up and you're like, oh, it's cold and rainy, or I'm not feeling good, or it would be tough. I don't know. It'd be tough for me to get out of bed.
Not really, honestly. I think one of the good things about it is I moved it around enough. I switched the parks enough so it wasn't the same mundane thing every single day.
Yeah, you got four parks to choose from.
Yeah, which is nice. And there's so many rides that you can do a different ride every day. So even if you went on a rotation, you could go, about 100 days doing different rides or shows or whatnot without repeating.
So I noticed some, because I'm there a lot myself, because I, live reasonably close and I have an annual pass. Well, okay, I live in Georgia. That's not reasonable, but you know what I'm saying. Work with me.
Yes.
I find whenever I go into the Magic Kingdom, it never gets old, like every single time, except lately, because I feel like I have to be Facebooking pictures and things like that. I notice that I walk in with my face in my phone. Did you ever just get to the point where it just got old and it wasn't exciting? Or every time you went in, was it kind of like, yay, I'm back?
Honestly, I think the majority of the time it's still yay, I'm back type of feeling. Mm-hmm. And because of my website and my books and stuff, there's enough people that I know that will come to visit and they'll say, hey, you know what? I'm coming into town, this day to this day. Would you like to meet up with me? And that kind of, I'm just a big nerd. So it's kind of fun going through the park with people who aren't there very often too, because you kind of ride off their energy.
Yes, that's absolutely true. I actually like to meet up with my clients, and that's part of the reason. Part of the reason is just to say hello and put a face, to a name. But the other part of it, it's kind of exciting because they're going once a year maybe at the most, and they're thrilled to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's like my all-time favorite, whenever my cousin comes with her little kids. That's so much fun. Just kind of coming with, three kids, ages 6 to 12.
Yeah.
And kind of going through with their eyes and seeing everything, not new because they come every year, but, it's this fresh look. It's this little kid look, which makes it a lot more exciting.
Now, what's your favorite snack when you're there? If you had to pick one snack for all four parks when you're running in and out, what's the snack that you get?
You want each park?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Magic Kingdom would have to be the corn dog nuggets.
Oh, Casey's Corn. It's terrible. Okay, go on.
You don't like those?
Well, I'm not a corn dog kind of person. I was really hoping you'd say the citrus swirl because no one seems to like that but me.
Well, that makes the line short.
It's what, Steve?
It makes the line short for the citrus roll for you.
You shouldn't brag on the citrus roll.
Yeah, don't tell anybody
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's true. The citrus roll is terrible.
Because then it'll get popular and then they'll take it away and then
yes.
You get all
that's true. Over at Epcot, I would have to say the Cronut.
Okay.
Awesome choice.
Yes.
Do you eat the whole thing? I've got to ask, do you eat the whole thing by yourself or do you share? What do you do?
Oh, I eat the whole thing by myself.
That's a lot, you know, after a couple.
Yeah, but I mean, walk around the park, you eventually wear it off.
Well, and you're a young guy too, so you probably have the metabolism, you know, where you can eat that Cronut and not worry about it.
Yeah, so. I'm kind of worried about the day that it's going to kick in here. Yeah. I mean, I'm in my 30s now, so I know it's going to hit me pretty soon.
Yeah.
And then, you know, at Studios, I'm not a big fan of the food at Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
Oh, except for the carrot cake cookie.
Yes, yeah, that's and I'm not a good. Carrot cake fan, so that's...
Have you had the carrot cake cookie?
It was like carrot cake.
I have, and I don't like it as much as everyone else does.
Because I didn't like it, and then I did.
Well, I think it's an okay snack. It's so big, you really... That is one of the few... Like, I can polish up a Cronut, no problem. But a carrot cake cookie, this is not going to happen. I got to share it with someone.
Yeah, it's not a cookie. It's a mini cake.
Yeah, it's a mini cake. So I can understand also if you're just, you know, on the go. It's a little heavy, too. So,
yeah, I can see that. And then Animal Kingdom too. It's I don't feel like there's much that many good snacks. I like Yak and Yeti, and I like you know the different restaurants. There's some good food, but I don't think there's really any good grab and go snacks.
But you know what? There's always good old popcorn. You know,
there's popcorn. I love the Mickey premium bars, and the Mickey Mouse ice cream sandwiches are really good too.
Yeah, those are good.
Although, you know, actually, I take it back. Over at Dino Land, they've got the little. There's a little trailer back there. That's the ice cream cart. I can't think of the name of the spot right now. It's right next to Restaurantosaurus. But they've got really good sundaes over there, which I feel like no one ever goes over there. And they do ice cream sandwiches there, too.
Yum.
And those are really good. I'll stop by there every now and then. One of my friends loves that spot. So every time him and I are Animal Kingdom together, that's our go-to location.
So I want to know what your next big goal is.
365 days of Universal.
Oh, my gosh. No. That would be awesome. Have you been to Universal since they put in Diagon Alley?
I have not. You know what? I have not been to Universal since 2004.
He's been so busy at Disney.
Last time I went there, I had the worst customer service ever.
It's not good.
It's not.
Since then, it kind of turned me off from the parks.
I have to tell you that I'm very much, you know, a Disney person. I don't really want to go to Six Flags or, you know, King's Dominion or anything like that. Universal to me, it's a pretty awesome park, but Diagon Alley is like the most extraordinary theming I have ever seen. And the Gringotts Bank ride it's the best ride I've ever been on. And I'm comparing that to my second favorite park also, which is California Adventure, which I think is amazing.
I think Cars Land is
isn't it incredible? Well, you know what? I think Diagon Alley is better than Cars Land.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
It is, though.
It is. It is. As far as...
The realism.
I'm sorry, what?
The realism taking you there.
Yeah. I mean, you feel when you're in Diagon Alley, there's nothing intruding on your whole experience. It's very, you know, closed off. I would recommend if you get a chance, just head over. I know those tickets are a little steep for one day. But head over and check it out. You don't even have to be a Harry Potter fan, because I'm not really.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is, I would like to go over there at some point, but I'm, you know, it, it's one of those, it was just a really bad customer service that one time. It's kind of, wow. You know, so, but I have told my friends, I was like, if you guys can get me like a really cheap ticket, I will go with you guys. But
yeah,
most of my friends go all the time. So,
right. Well, and I think, you know, I know what you're saying about that. Cause I mean, like, yeah. I've never had bad customer service at Disney. Nothing, huh. Nothing that was anything I can remember after an hour after it happened, you know? Mm-hmm. But, and I think the cast members are a little, they're not Disney. So I get it.
Yeah.
Now, before each time you went, since you went so many times, did you have like your Disney bag of like, power drinks, protein bars, umbrella, sunscreen? You get like everything ready to go, or do you pretty much just head out and go in the parks, or do you have like a thing you carry?
I go with my wallet and my phone and my keys, and that's about it.
You're good to go. If it rains, it rains.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I didn't even own an umbrella. People always give me a hard time about it. All my friends who, you know, they go to the parks with their ponchos and umbrellas and stuff. I would always go. I always figured if I get wet, I'm, you know, a 10-minute drive from my apartment. But I finally bought an umbrella during Star Wars weekends. It's a lightsaber umbrella, so I had to buy it.
So oh, nice.
Now I have my umbrella most days when I go, if I realize it's going to be a rainy day.
What would you say the average amount of time you spent in the parks? Like if you over 365 days, what is the average? Was it an hour? Was it?
It all kind of comes down to, like I said, it comes down to if I was going to be working that day or not.
Yeah.
If I'm working, maybe 2 hours would be the average. And then like, for instance, today I spent, I was there for probably about 6 hours today.
Oh, wow.
That's so not just a quick trip.
No. So yeah, my days off, it's usually at least 4 hours. There's sometimes on my days off, I'll go from open to close. Again, that kind of comes out to if I have, you know, friends or family in town. I'll spend a lot more time. I'll go open to close if I know people in town. Otherwise, I'll usually go around like, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock and close out the park.
Yeah.
We used to go and we'd go with, you know, meet friends or actually we're going to go this weekend and meet up with some friends. And when we used to do it, we would just be like, hey, let's, you know, go on Thunder Mountain. I'll run over, grab some fast passes, you know, and then we'll come back in 45 minutes, ride it at our fast pass time, you know, and then I'll run over here and grab fast passes for everyone. So is that now that you're going every day, is the new fast pass system hindering the ability to just meet friends and people that you know online and ride things together, or have you found a way?
Yeah, somewhat. A lot of times, like for instance, today I was with some friends and they sent me all their fast passes, you know, a few weeks ago saying, okay, these are our fast passes, try to get the same fast passes as us. And we kind of work that way. And I'll do that a lot with people. It's more of a problem, I feel like, when I go by myself, because then I don't have that like reminder from the people saying, hey, by the way, try to get these fast passes. And I'll get to the park and be like, oh man, I can't get any rides right now because everything's got a, you know, 60-minute wait or whatever. And then you become good friends with things like the People Mover and Star Tours.
Yeah, Let's ride the People Mover again.
Yeah.
Carousel Progress.
Finding Nemo, all those things that have no weight whatsoever.
There's just the Finding Nemo would kill me. If I had to do that every time I went in the park, I swear that's like the worst.
I love that ride.
Oh, it's awful. My kids love it too. Let's go and Finding Nemo. I'm like, oh God, please no.
I don't mind it that much. There's only... We always play this game. There's three or four of my friends. We always play this game in line, where the scenario is, if there was a fire in Walt Disney World, the original one is, if you could save five attractions, what five attractions would you save? And eventually our game turned into, if there's a fire in Disney World, you could save all the attractions, but you had to let five burn. What are the five you would burn?
Oh God, that's a great game.
Yeah. So we do it with everything. We do it with the restaurants, characters. And then, of course, you've always got
characters is mean.
Well, the best is with the saving one. You always have the one person who's like extremely moral saying, well, I'll save Kilimanjaro safaris because you can't kill those animals.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. They think it through too much. I'm sitting thinking, no, I'm saving People Mover and, you know, Peter Pan's Flight and things like that. I'm not, you know, sorry animals, but.
Well, you could always have a caveat that any live creatures survive. So there.
It's true.
Because, you really wouldn't want to, even if you're getting rid of, say, Stitch, you know, in the costume, you really would want to maybe take the person out first in your scenario. You don't want to, like, you know, kill anybody.
That's true. Yeah.
Probably.
No death allowed.
Yes. So I don't know. We kind of interrupted you and got sidetracked, but what are your goals now? We didn't talk about that.
You know, I keep on telling people, I don't know if this is, you know, me hitting an early midlife crisis or not, but
yay.
all of a sudden I'm doing the Run Disney events. Like,
oh gosh.
And I just came back actually from California a week ago today from doing the Star Wars half marathon. And now my goal is I got my first coast to coast medal last year. And now my goal for this year is to hit, you know, get two coast to coast medals.
Now, to get that, you have to do the marathon in Disney and then go out to in Disney World and go out to Disneyland. Or how does that work?
You have to do one half marathon in Walt Disney World and one half marathon in Disneyland, or the full marathon.
Okay.
So so I did that one. I'm going to do the Princess half marathon next month. So that'll give me my coast to coast. And then I'm going to sign up for the Wine and Dine and the Avengers one, which will give me another coast to coast later on this year.
That's such a healthy, positive midlife crisis.
It is.
It's true. There are worse things you could do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My dad's was, he was going to run a full marathon in every single state. He only got through like 7 or 8 states, but that was his midlife crisis. And now here I am falling in his footsteps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mine
now,
have
you been to any of the overseas parks yet?
I have not yet. And that's one of my goals is eventually I want to get to all of those, as time goes on here, but I would love to get out to Shanghai when that one first opens up.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now I've been trying to figure out my budget for this year, and it's going to be kind of crazy because, first up, you know, I was at Disneyland last week and then the Avengers half marathon. Then I want to get out there for the D23 Expo as well. So there's a lot of traveling going on. So
do you have that handy dandy premium annual pass?
I do, yes.
I have it too. Isn't it a pain?
I love it though.
Ugh. You don't get, they don't give you any benefits. Like there's no benefit to renewing it. There's nothing.
No, that's true. And that was actually, it was really funny because when the Disney Parks blog did the story about me doing the 365 days, there was a lot of people who jumped on and kind of were saying, well, you know, why would this guy, you know, have the premium annual pass because he only did it at Walt Disney World. And I had a lot of people who approached me about that. And I said, yeah, but my thing was from August to August. My annual pass was from May to May. So I actually went to Disney. I was actually, my 365 days was supposed to go from a week before it actually started. Mm-hmm. And I was going to start it off in Disneyland. I actually did the D23 Expo / an Adventures by Disney trip. Before I came back over here, and my flight got delayed.
Which one's
coming from Disneyland back to Florida? Okay. And so otherwise my 365 days would have been 7 days longer.
Wow. Now, did you ever find like you were super stressed out? Like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to make it to the park today. Cause that would have killed me like every single day. I'd have been like, oh my God, I got to get there.
There was one day, and it's really funny because one of the other people on the management team at my work, they're, you know, friends with me on Facebook, and I was at work, and they called me into early that day. So I was at work from like, you know, 10 o'clock and they wanted me to stay till about midnight. And I was saying, guys, I gotta leave. Like, at, you know, 10 o'clock, I was like, I have to leave. And the Magic Kingdom is open till midnight that night. And I kept mm-hmm. going, I have to leave. And then around 11 o'clock, they're going, no, Brent, we know we need you to stay. Just, you know, just stay for a little bit longer. And so around like 11:10, I was going, guys, I'm not feeling well. I gotta go. And they said, okay, you can go. And so then, you know, I ran to my car, drove to Magic Kingdom, parked there. I made it with about 10 minutes to spare. And I posted a picture on Facebook that said something down the lines of, you know, it's never too late to go to the Magic Kingdom during the day. And I got a phone call about 5 minutes later saying, I thought you were sick and now you are at the Magic Kingdom. I was like, oh. So I got a little bit of a backlash, but.
That kind of leads me to my next question, which is, has anyone, like your friends, not your Disney friends, because we get it, but your friends has and your family, have they told you you're crazy? Have they been like, don't do this?
No, you know what? Not really. It was before, I would say before I did my college program, those were my friends who kind of were the naysayers. Mm-hmm. I remember the day that I got accepted into the college program and I told all my friends on, you know, at my college, I was like, oh, this is great. I'm going to go work at Disney World. And all of them were saying, you're going to be there for, you know, I think it was 8 months was my original thing. I actually extended to a full year. And they were saying, yeah, you know what? You're going to be there for 8 months. There, you know, I guarantee that by the time you leave here, you are going to hate Disney World. And I said, there's no way I'm going to hate Disney World. And so they were naysayers. I don't really talk to any of the people from college anymore, with the exception of two or three people. But I think all of my family and friends who aren't Disney with a Disney mindset, I think they're all kind of just like, okay, that's Brent. He's crazy, and that's what he does. So
right.
You know, they don't even question it anymore. I'm one of those people who, no matter what in my life, I always try to, if I have my mindset on something, I'm going to do it no matter what. And yeah. My friends kind of have just kind of accepted that fact throughout the years.
So are you going to the park tomorrow?
Of course.
Which one are you going to?
I really want to go to Magic Kingdom, but I've got some friends in town and they want to go to Epcot. So okay. I'm going to Epcot.
Okay.
Because you haven't had enough of the Magic Kingdom lately?
No, I'll never have enough of the Magic Kingdom.
That would be me too, though. Because like if every time people want to go to Epcot, I'm like, oh, okay. I'd so much rather be in the Magic Kingdom.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I like Epcot, but out of the four parks, Magic Kingdom is easily my favorite. Go for it.
What's your second favorite park?
You know, people always bash me for this, but it's Animal Kingdom.
No, that's an awesome park.
Yeah, people are always in shock when I say that, but I absolutely love the theme, and I just love the feeling of it. It's just a very relaxing park.
Yeah. And they've got new stuff coming. They've got a lot of new stuff on the way. So
yeah, I'm really excited about all the new stuff coming.
Yeah,
but I feel like a lot of people don't do Animal Kingdom the right way, because a lot of people are so mindset of Safari, Everest, Dinosaur, and then let's head out.
Right.
But the trails, the Pangani Forest Trail is, I just absolutely love that trail. Just going down there and walking around, and there's just so much to do, so much to see. There's so many relaxing areas of that park that most people just overlook.
Yeah, they don't do the kind of zoo-ish part of it. They just go for the rides and they skip. They don't even know half of those trails are even there, probably. And then even around the Tree of Life, we haven't done the trails around the Tree of Life in years, but we've done the other ones. But it's fun to go explore all those little areas.
It's nice just to walk around there and hang out. I don't really ever have an agenda when I'm there. But I'm not I don't do Expedition Everest or Dinosaur or anything.
Have you done them ever?
Never. No. I did Dinosaur with you during that AEP and we both hated it. So don't even.
Oh, you did Dinosaur. All right.
I did Dinosaur.
All right. So you've done Dinosaur, just not Everest.
Yeah. I'm not going to. Because it's scary. It's terrible. My upper limit is Big Thunder Mountain. So.
Woohoo!
I know. And Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, that's like the most awesome thing ever.
Yeah, she likes Seven
Dwarfs. Isn't that cool?
Yes. How many times have you been on there?
I was keeping count and I lost count around 112.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's fantastic.
Seriously?
Yeah. You know, it was one of those things where, that was the, that, you know, if you were to say like earlier, you asked, the park I was, you know, would get sick of, the only time I ever kind of was getting upset about going over to the Magic Kingdom was I had so many different people saying, okay, this is going to have a sneak peek on this day and this day and this day. And I became friends with a few of the different cast members who worked the ride. And they were saying, okay, if you come on this day at this time, you'll be able to get on. And I said, okay. So we went over there and we kept on trying and trying and trying. It eventually got to the point where I went to the Magic Kingdom. I think it was like 20 straight days in a row just to go see if the Mine Train was open. And every single day they'd go, oh no, sorry, we're having technical
problems
or whatnot. And then, what's that?
Oh no, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and then the one day where finally I decided, okay, I'm going to go to a different park. I was with my girlfriend. She got a phone call and said from one of her friends saying, hey, by the way, the Mine Train's open right now. And so we booked it over, and they actually were doing a thing that day where it was, if you got in that line and you were one of those people for like, you know, they probably accepted about 200 people in line. If you were in that line, you could keep on going on, but they weren't letting anyone else in the line.
Oh,
and so we got on the line and we went about, I think it was about 40 times that day. We just kept on going and going and going. And slowly you see all these other people like fading out of the line. And there was probably about 20 of us left at the end.
Oh, I don't know if I could do it that many times.
Well worth it.
I feel like I waited forever for that to open. I mean, if you know, everybody who knows me knows I was like totally obsessed. And we actually went down for the opening. Lisa was able to get on there as she had, you know, a pass, but Steve and I didn't. So we just sort of sat outside.
We sat there and sulked.
It was very sad.
It was.
Yeah, it was nice though, because we came down. We thought we were all going to get passes, so we sort of all planned to go, and then we found out it was only Lisa, and so we all went down, and we were like, "Yeah, we're good to go." We just knew we were going to get in there, and then we didn't. So I got to ride it. I went down early June. I got to ride it then. But Steve and Lisa, have y'all been on it yet?
Yes, we went on it with you.
Oh, that's right. You did. It was memorable, Steve.
Yes, thank you.
We went for the Halloween party. Okay, never mind. Or something like that. No, Christmas party.
Christmas, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the last one.
Yeah.
I boycotted it for a while.
You didn't. You just couldn't get on.
I know. I just never got down there when it was open. So I think it was the last one on.
My kids are obsessed with it.
It's fun.
It's a good ride.
Can I just tell you, I swear to God, my son Thomas went to bed dressed in a dwarf costume tonight. I was like, can he wear that? Because he got to ride it. What's that?
He's been doing that.
He has. Well, he got to ride it.
The women love that. The women love dwarves. Tell them that.
Yes, they do, Steve. he got to ride it. And then, this is at Thanksgiving. And he got to ride it. And then every night Kevin would go. I would take the kids back to, we were staying at Art of Animation, and Kevin would take Thomas out, and they would go stand in the standby line and ride it because Thomas was insistent. So he's been dressing up like as a dwarf. So my kid's weird. He's 7.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I digress. It's adorable.
Yeah. Did you take pictures and put it on Facebook?
Not right now, but yeah.
She has in the past.
Okay. I had to loosen his belt, though, because he had it too tight. I'm like, Kev's like, can he sleep in that? I'm like, sure, whatever.
Does he have a beard?
No, he's got a little hat and belt. Stop it. He's adorable and weird. But, you know, that's okay. Maybe he'll grow up to do 365 days of Disney.
Tell me about it. Dressed as a dwarf.
Brent, you have a new goal.
Brent, you have a new partner.
Yeah.
He's a little shorter.
Down. You can hang out with him. Stop it. I'm sorry. I just started talking
about
myself.
We'll dress up as dwarfs together.
About as what?
I said we'll dress up as dwarfs.
There you go. Exactly.
New challenge. We'll find 5 other little friends.
Yes. Well, I will dress up as well if you insist. I will come with y'all. So
there you go.
What So you were out in Disneyland. Is that your first trip out to Disneyland, or had you been before?
No, I go to Disneyland at least once a year.
Okay, that is the way to go.
Probably 6 or 7 years now.
Now, I have to ask you. So I'm one of those people, Magic Kingdom is my favorite park, but California Adventure is my second favorite. Did you enjoy California Adventure, or was it kind of just eh?
No, you know what? I love California Adventure. Okay. When I used to go to Disneyland about, 5 or 6 years ago before they did the major refurb, whenever I would go out there, I would spend probably 80 to 90% of my time on the trip in Disneyland, and the rest of the time, the other 10% was in California Adventure. And now it's at least 50-50, if not California Adventure a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh, I could spend much more time in California Adventure.
I could spend all day in Cars Land. I like the movie Cars. It's not my favorite movie. But that area is just extremely well themed. Every walk through there, my mind is blown.
Again, that's why we need to get you over to Diagon Alley. Because you're going to be like, she was right.
As a little bit of my Disney soul dies.
Yeah, I know. I felt that way too. So don't get me wrong. I felt that way.
As she sips her butterbeer in the corner.
Ah, it's so good.
It is. It's ridiculously good. And now they have it
frozen. Hot. They have hot. Frozen. I'm going to get some this frozen. Weekend, actually.
I'd like to do the hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bring you some.
Okay.
Well, the cool thing
about... I have
about...
an annual pass. I have gone over there just to get the butter beer. So, anyway.
Yeah. Is it that good?
Oh, it's so good.
The frozen, I like. The frozen is pretty good.
Yeah.
The thing about Diagon Alley, like Chris was saying, is like when I used to go to Epcot and you like get in the countries and you're like, if it was just a little deeper and more immersive, you could like get in there and feel like you're there and you're not like looking out at the lake and Spaceship Earth or whatever, you can kind of get back in the little alleyways or whatever. So Diagon Alley, when you go through, it's you can't see anything. You're just like, and you can explore all these shops and all these little passageways and go into all the ride and the train station and it's all enclosed, so you don't see anything else outside of that blows the theming, and it's all unbelievably themed very well. So You're in the movie when you're there. So that's the cool part. And they have like all these little creative shops and the little wand experience and the major ride and the train between the two different lands, so you can go to the other part and see the other part. That's pretty cool too, with the Hogsmeade. And even if you don't watch the movies, and we've watched all the movies, but we're not really Harry Potter fans, but it's very well done. And it kind of pushes Disney to up their game, which is also very nice. So I can't wait to see Avatar.
That's nice.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way Disney can't respond to Diagon Alley with something better. So it's like you walk into Diagon Alley and you're like, this is awesome. What's Disney going to do to top it?
Yeah.
So
Brent, where can people find you on the web or podcast or blogs if they want to follow your journeys or come visit you maybe one of these times in the parks?
All of the information to meet up with me is all over on my website, which is fromscreentotheme.com. So I got my Twitter and everything else off there as well, and email and whatnot.
Okay. Well, with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I'd like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. You can download our shows at iTunes and also at mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mousechat.